Hey fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. On this one, we're going to go back to Sunday, September 4th of 2005. Now, it's 2005. The Giants have just finished a homestand. They went 5-4, and they've won four straight. Game three is in Arizona, and that is the one that we're going to talk about today. They've won the first two, 6-3, behind Jason Schmidt, and 9-4 behind Noah Lowry. Now, this is 2005. To jump ahead a little bit, it's not the playoff year for the Giants. The Padres end up ahead of the Giants by 7 games. But this game is very significant because it will mark the second start in the Major League career of Matt Cain. He made his debut on August the 29th against Colorado. He lost 2-1. He's just a kid. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, a homer, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts. But for Matt Cain, he now goes against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's 20 years old, and he's looking for his first Major League win. The Giants are looking for a sweep, and if they can get it, it would be 5 straight wins for them before heading down to L.A. Now, they're in second place at this point. They're 5.5 games behind the San Diego Padres. Here's the lineups for Matt Cain going against Arizona. Randy Wynn, Vizquel, J.T. Snow, Alou, Durham, Alfonso, Linden, Matheny, and Matt Cain. Again, this is just Matt Cain's second Major League game. Craig Counsell, Citrone, remember him, the coach now of Houston, Gonzalez, Tony Clark, Sean Green, Chad Tracy, Royce Clayton, Chris Snyder, and Russ Ortiz is the pitcher here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we're in Arizona. The Giants have won 4 straight. They're looking for their 5th here. They're looking for a sweep. But more importantly, this 20-year-old young man, the right-hander, Matt Cain, is on the hill for the Giants. All right, in the Giants first, Randy Wynn a triple. Vizquel strikes out, but Snow a base hit puts the Giants up 1-0. In the Arizona second, they threaten first and third, but Matt Cain gets Snyder on a pop out. Matt Cain retires 12 straight in innings 3-6. I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit and tell you this. On the year, Matt Cain, 17 games, 46 innings, 24 hits, 4 homers, 19 walks, and 30 strikeouts, a .233 earned run average. We're going to talk more about Matt Cain and his 13 years in the big leagues, but you can tell early on this kid was absolutely special. All right, we go to the Giants 6. Randy Wynn a double. Vizquel a single, puts the Giants up 2-0. In the Giants 7th, Alfonso a walk. Linden is hit by a pitch. Randy Wynn another hit, a 2-out single, puts the Giants up 3-0. In the Arizona 7th, Tony Clark a triple. Sean Green grounds out, gets him in. Tracy a fly out. Clayton a ground out, and that's that. Matt Cain in this game goes 7 innings, 3 hits, a run, no homers, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. He is then picked up by LaTroy Hawkins, Scott Ayer, and Armando Benitez, believe it or not. So we go to the 9th. Giants are up 3-1. Tony Clark leads it off. Tony Clark, of course, the head of the labor union now. 3-2 with a home run, his 23rd of the year. But then Armando Benitez, for one of his good moments, gets rid of Sean Green, Tracy, and Clayton to wrap it up for the first Major League win for Matt Cain. 13 years in the big leagues, 104, 118. Boy, that should have been reversed and add about another 20 wins onto that. 368 earned run average, 2,085 innings pitched, 2 World Series starts, 1-0 with a 184 earned run average in 2010 and 2012 for Matt Cain, his 2 starts. For Matt Cain, an outstanding career.
The pitch on the way, swinging a ground ball to second. Durham's got it. He bobbles it. He picks it up. Throws it out. The ball game is over. And Matt Cain with his 2nd big league win. And this one, a complete game, a 2-hitter.
That's the ball game. And what a remarkable job by Matt Cain tonight. He throws a 1-hit complete game shutout, and the Giants win game one.
And Hamels with the windup and the pitch, and Kane, it's a high drive to left. Pierre going back. It is out of here. Kane, it's his first of the year, and this game is tied.
Kane with that look of determination. Starts his windup. His 1-2 pitch is grounded toward third. Arias has it. Stumbles. Throws to first. And he did it. Matt Kane is the first pitcher in the 128 years of the Giants franchise to pitch a perfect game.
For Matt Kane, arm trouble late. But boy, early on, just think about this. We get all excited about pitchers coming up, 23, 24, 25 years old. This was a 20-year-old coming up, and he got it done. Giants ended up winning the next day 3-1 in L.A. That is six straight wins for the Giants. Unfortunately, the end of the year, they lost 3-4 to San Diego at the end of September. Within a five-game losing streak, they end up second to the Padres. But on this day, they beat Arizona 3-2. It's on the road. It's down in Arizona, 2 hours, 41 minutes, 26,728 there. Russ Ortiz, 6 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, no homers, a walk, 4 strikeouts. Benitez saved number 11, and the Giants win it 3-2 for Matt Kane, giving him major league victory number 1. Nice job for Matt Kane. He ended up 2-1 on the year for this 20-year-old phenom in those days. Boy, those were good days. All right, that's another great game. Good to talk about Matt Kane. Remember the beginning for him. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.